gas is on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
Get it on.
What's here to share with the clap?
Yeah,
I'm looking at an email from someone who heard me talking about Kraft and their products earlier.
About the cheese thing.
Yes, the cheese.
The cheese
thing.
Is not really cheese.
Right.
Yeah, but okay. Is cheese as long as it comes from a mammary animal or.
Disgusting.
What is it?
Aunt Florence is cheese.
Yeah. Anything from mammaries can be created a cheese product.
The term I used was mammalian.
Yeah.
A mammalian is something that has mammaries. And therefore, anything that has mammaries is okay to put in Kraft products. Anything that comes out of a mammalian, any kind of liquid that comes out of a mammalian, according to the government. It's just amazing. The government issues patents for stupidity, something that occurs naturally in nature, so says this person. And amen to that. Some nice photos of fall on the farm. You want to check them out at DougStefan.com. Jennifer and Roberta and Rich and I have stories for you. This is beyond Good Day, in fact. And where I'm going to start is following a trail that starts at DougStefan.com with the size of shoes in the focus. Have you noticed? Perhaps you haven't. The average shoe size is growing. Over the past 30 years, the folks in the shoe industry have noted the demand for bigger shoes is forcing them to diversify their offerings. For example, Cinderella's Stepsisters is working on young, this is for children, I'm guessing. I don't know this line, but I'm guessing it's for children with that name, right? Cinderella's Stepsisters, that a line?
Yeah.
If you remember Cinderella, she had a little glass slipper.
Yes, that's true.
And her evil stepsisters tried to fit their big fat foot into her little teeny tiny beautiful glass slipper.
Right. All right. So therefore,
it didn't fit.
No.
They had big feet.
That's why they call the line Cinderella's Stepsisters.
For the record, I'm more evil stepsister than Cinderella.
You have big feet, in other words.
I'm a size 10.
Right. What size shoe do you wear, Jennifer? I mean,
I'm
Roberta?
I'm size 10. Oh.
I heard that. Roberta, what size shoe do you wear?
She's an 8. She told me
you
once.
Know, but wait, conversely, I mean, I'm 5 foot 10. So if I had a little teeny tiny foot, I would look silly with a 5 foot 10
size. Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it funny? Uh-huh. You notice people, like small people with big feet, looks a little strange.
Yeah.
Big people with small feet looks kind of very strange, doesn't it?
Yeah. Weird, in fact.
So, sure, you, Doug? You're an 8, right?
No, I'm 9.
9.
Yeah, sometimes, it depends. I have very wide, flat feet, so I'm a D sort of plus. Anyway,
according to this story, they're equating bigger feet, because size 8 is a new average size for women. It used to be size 7.
Right.
And a lot of women I know are size 8, 8.5, that kind of tends to be the average now. So I can agree with the story, but they're saying it's because of the Western world with we're just bigger people than we used to be. We're taller, we're bigger, we weigh more, whatever you're going to blame that on, but now we have bigger feet too.
I'm just sitting here cruising through some stories, and here's a story that I just clicked on. Like girls, U.S. boys may be hitting puberty.
We're talking about this on Friday.
Earlier, yeah.
Yeah, right. And why is that? What's going on? What is the reason for puberty happening sooner, size getting bigger?
I have not read this article, but let me throw something out at you.
Yeah.
How is it that in less than 60 days, a chicken can go from egg to your plate?
Hormones.
We eat the chicken, and then what happens?
Hormones.
There you go. They grow everything faster because they're feeding it chemicals and hormones.
And it goes into your body when you eat it.
Yeah, and this isn't just animals.
That's very smart, Richie. It's actually very, very smart.
Vegetables, too. What are they doing to vegetables to get them to come out of the ground faster
bigger,
and grow faster?
Yeah. All
and then
those
what
things,
are we eating?
We're eating them. And by the way, you knew that according to the National Funeral Directors Association, the average body, what are you chuckling at? The average body takes 14 times longer to decompose in the casket than was the case about 40 or 50 years ago.
A little preservative.
They figure all the preservatives in the foods today keep your body preserved longer.
Wow.
Not that it makes a difference once you've croaked, but under the circumstances, that's really pretty telling about whatever the heck it is you're putting in your body to begin with. And so it's almost Monsanto and their ilk have made it almost impossible to just eat naturally unless you grow the stuff yourself in your own garden. Although I will tell
and
you.
And then you have to worry about where the seeds come from.
Well,
and
I
you also
don't,
have to worry
right,
about
know
like
where they come from.
Pollution. Yeah. Whatever's in the sky when it rains, that's what gets into your crops.
Yeah, to a point, you're right. The people that I know who are doing truck farming, that is the produce farmers, are using pretty much, I know Tommy Hansen, who's my colleague here in Framingham, I spread tons of manure on all of his fields, so I know that's what is helping his stuff grow. And he has a little starter kit that he uses, starter fertilizer, when especially the earlier stuff that needs a good start because the ground may be a little chilly. Other than that, that's it. But there are a lot of these people that spray all kinds of stuff all over. And even if it seems fresh, and you hear that it's fresh, if it's coming from some gigantic farm or some big, huge co-op, chances are these things that Richie's talking about, somewhere in the food chain, are there. So you're eating it. That's why we're getting bigger. That's an amazingly profound story and actually conclusion, Richie. Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Profundity.
Yes.
All right, so now that we've talked about how big you are, can I help you lose 30 pounds in 3 months? 30 pounds in 3 months. Yes, you heard it. No stimulants, no prepackaged meals. This is science, science, and more science. I'm looking at the story of a woman who lost 58 pounds in 10 months staying on this diet. And she said, I've eaten what I've eaten.
I've eaten. And you were the English teacher.
Oh, stop with your food.
I ate what I wanted to.
I ate what I wanted to. I didn't buy any programs. I didn't have to worry about food and all that other stuff. This is a doctor-formulated concoction, a breakthrough antioxidant weight loss formula called Axia 30. You can try it for 12 weeks. You'll lose the 30 pounds in 12 weeks, or you get your money back. And when you call 800-525-8345 right now to request a really wonderful opportunity for you to lose weight. This is what it is, an opportunity. When you request this deal, you'll get a free month supply along with the 3 months. So you get actually four, pay for three. If it doesn't work, you get your money back. But it's going to work because the scientists have shown that this works. Axia 30, 800-525-8345. What number again for this 12-week full risk-free guarantee and a free month supply on top of that? Axia 30, get your free bottle today. Get the 3 month supply. Tremendous weight loss results. You'll love it. 800-525-8345.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-361-2351. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-361-2351. That's 1-800-361-2351.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Eco2 Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2 Tech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2 Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2 Tech, Stocksable RVPL, is an equal opportunity employer.
GreenJobsForVeterans.com. Make up to $80,000 a year if you're a veteran. Man, you should be all over this. GreenJobsForVeterans.com. They're filling thousands of jobs right now. All right, Roberta is here. She's sort of on the fat kick as well. That's where we've been. Is that crude?
Fat kick?
Well, we were talking about shoes now. Shoes are getting bigger and people are getting bitter because they're eating all this stuff.
Good. Following up on the last story we were just talking about and how our deduction is that because they put growth hormones in food, that's why people are growing faster and bigger nowadays. Mm-hmm. In this story, they say they don't know why kids are going into puberty earlier, but they think it could be attached to obesity. And that obesity changes your hormones.
Yep.
So
the
same
as
all
us. Back.
Yeah,
right. We're going around in the same circle. Same. Yeah.
It makes you have higher estrogen levels.
Yeah. All right. So then we keep going with this, Roberta.
Well, a new study done in Australia that I found this morning that they wrote up in the International Journal of Obesity found that for middle-aged adults, they studied middle-aged adults over a two-year period, and they found that for every point in body mass index, which is equal to about 6 or 7 pounds per point, is a 4% higher chance of being admitted to the hospital over a two-year period.
Wow.
So they found a direct correlation between people going into a hospital, for middle-aged people going into a hospital, and their weight. In fact, they found that for middle-aged people with a normal BMI, which is 25 and below, there were 120 hospitalizations per 1,000 for men and 102 per 1,000 for women. But severely obese, it was almost double.
Wow.
203 for every 1,000 men and 183 for every 1,000 women. So they say that 25 to 30 BMI is overweight, while obese is 30 on up. And they said that the pattern even held up when they studied if participants smoked, how physically active they were, and their general health at the start of the study really didn't matter, that this definitely had to do mostly with weight. And they said what they were hospitalized for the most part, were diabetes, heart disease, chest pain, arthritis, and asthma. So a very interesting study, and they're saying, you know, according to the CDC, just under 36% of Americans are obese and another 33% are overweight. So two-thirds of the population are at risk.
That make you feel like you want to lose that weight? The number again is 800-525-8345 for Axia 30.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Jen has a story about, I guess, occupying the prone position, right, Jen?
Yes, because it is one of my favorite positions to be taking a little nap, a little sleep, a little snooze. Doesn't this song, by the way, sound like the Kiki D. Elton John song?
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it like killed me at the beginning. That's what I thought it was. Identical. All right, so how do you all sleep? Stomach, side?
Back.
Back. Spoon, right. If you have someone that you're sleeping with. How do you sleep? Doug, let's start with you.
I think this is the same question I asked earlier, only had to do with money. But
oh, please. Just how do you sleep?
Who cares how you sleep?
Well,
okay,
it's
forget
a
it.
Lot different
than
that.
What do you mean? Okay, forget it. What kind of an attitude is that? I was just thinking whether I'm alone or whether I'm not alone.
Well, that's how I just said. You can say spooning if you share your bed with someone. Why don't we just say when you're alone, how do you sleep?
I go to sleep on my side usually and wake up on my back.
Okay. And Roberta, you said you're a side
sleeper. Same thing. Yeah, I go to sleep on my side and I wake up on my back. But I don't move during the night. In the morning to make the bed.
How do you end up on your back?
Well, all I do is flip over. But I can, in the morning to make the bed, basically all I have to do is pull these sheets back again. I mean, it's like almost the same as when I went into bed.
Really?
I don't
move
at all.
And you share your bed with your wife, so do you guys spoon or do you sleep kind of by yourself?
No, man, the body heat thing kills me.
I know.
What does it mean, spoon?
Spoon is like when you sleep
next to each other or something.
On your side
position.
Right. No, on my left side.
On your side also. Wow, you guys are all side sleepers?
Yeah, what's that mean?
All right, so I'm a stomach sleeper, and this story...
You go to sleep on your stomach?
Yeah,
no one
ever...
And wake up on your stomach.
I'm like a five-year-old being a stomach sleeper, but I do. That's how I can go to sleep the quickest. Huh. But this new study came out in the United Kingdom from this hotel chain, actually, about what your sleeping position reflects on your personality. And when I read the stomach sleep
thing... It's kind of freaky that a hotel chain is doing sleep studies.
Isn't that funny? I know, but when I read about the stomach, it was so accurate that I had to see if it was accurate for you guys too. So let me start with me, since you guys are all side sleepers, and there's two different categories there. But they call people that sleep on their stomachs, if you sleep on your hand, with your hand around the pillow and your head turned to one side, it's called the free fall position.
I've done that, yeah.
They can be thin-skinned underneath their outgoing exteriors. Hello! Dislike criticism or extreme situations. Sleeping on your stomach is good for digestion, however, so I have that going for me. People who regularly sleep in this position are stubborn, persistent, and goal-oriented. I've slept this way the whole time. Now, if you just start sleeping on your stomach, it means that there could be something that you're afraid of. Interesting. All right, now a couple of questions for you side sleepers. Are you a fetal position person where your knees are brought up to your chest, or are you a yearner where your arms are kind of outstretched when you lay on your side?
I'm an outstretched. My arms are outstretched.
No, I guess I'm more fetal.
I'm kind of in fetal, but my arms are outstretched.
I'm actually going back to spooning.
Okay. We'll give you the spoon. There is a definition for spooning, too, so that's good. Okay, so, Roberta, you are a yearner, which means that your arms are outstretched in front of your body.
She has to go to the bathroom.
People who do this are said to have open natures with a hint of cynicism or suspicion. Interesting. They take a long time to make decisions, but once they do, they're unlikely to change their minds. So there you go. Now, Rich, fetal position, this is the most common. 41% of people in the survey slept like this. 51% of all women sleep in this position. Do you hug something, or do you just kind of?
No, I have a pillow, yes.
Okay, so people that sleep in this position are emotional, artistic, and sensitive, with the capacity to have intense relationship. It's actually the optimal sleep position for comfort. You feel the best if you sleep in this position.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting, huh?
Very cool. Easy. Yeah. All right.
I'll tell you about spooning later if you want.
Really?
What about back sleepers?
Well, why don't we talk more about sleeping?
We can talk about it
in a moment or two, Roberta. Stand by and be patient. 28 after on Good Day.
All right, Flo. So the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-361-2351. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-361-2351. That's 1-800-361-2351.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
After the hour, the amazing Good Day program, Beyond Good Day, with Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and I telling you some of our stories. We seem to be focused on, I don't like to use the term fat, because that's demeaning, on largeness and how it sort of inveigles its way into lots of people's lives. So, excuse me, you'll be appreciative of the story of Erica Masters, who was, and we also talk about sleep and that sort of thing, and I don't know, we probably can connect the two of them together in some way, shape, or form. Anyway, I have two stories. One of them has to do with our rest positions and what happens when we are supposedly nodding off, when we are asleep. I've always found that word hard to say. Have you noticed that? Sleep.
Sleep.
Sleep. It's not an easy word to say, is it? Sleep. That L in there.
Because of the slur?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a hard word to say. Sleep. It's not as bad for me as it is Tom Brokaw. He can't say it at all.
I know.
Sweep.
He can't? What does he say?
He would say sweep.
Sleep.
Sleep.
Sweep. Yeah. Here's a lady who is asleep in her home in Columbia County, Georgia. She wakes up to find a large man in her bedroom shouting at her. It was the county...
It happens.
Listen to this.
His name was Rich McFadden.
No. It was the county code enforcement officer demanding that she sign a notice of a code violation for not mowing her lawn.
Oh,
the lady works at night, and she sleeps from early in the morning until midday. So this guy comes into her house, goes up to her bedroom, and tries to get her to sign a code enforcement violation because she doesn't mow her lawn.
Did they arrest him for breaking and entering,
or at least
unlawfully entering?
Can you imagine anybody who's got the gall or who thinks government is that powerful that it can get away with that stuff? That's the thing that more... These people are so clueless or so, whatever it is, racked with their own self-importance. By the way, Rich, did you see that Sheriff Joe Arpaio has... A serious challenger. this year, Arpaio has raised $8 million outside money to help him beat the guy who's running as a Democrat against him, who is the county, deputy county something or other. I don't remember what his name is. But he's raised $500,000 from outside the state, and Arpaio has raised $8 million.
I have a story I need your help understanding.
Okay. My help or all of us?
All of you. Okay. The story I was going to do, and I'll just let everybody go search it because I don't want to get in because it's a little too political, but the amount of money that's being raised for the presidential candidates via their websites where people outside of the United States can donate money.
Yeah, outside the country.
And not be checked because of the way that the candidates have set their website up.
Yeah.
And
by the way, the story
is political, so I'm not going to. But
There is a political side to it, and the one side is doing it and the other side isn't. But in terms of the first debate, the rumor floating around, and it's never been denied, I don't think it's ever been really dealt with. Supposedly, Obama got word just before he went out onto the debate floor, the first debate, that there was a scandal brewing as to how much and where much or some of his campaign money was coming from. Overseas and corruption were two words that were used together. Now, I don't know whatever happened to that story, and if the Republicans had it, they would have used it.
On the website, you can give from anywhere for...
Yeah.
You can give $5 100,000 times from Nigeria if you want to.
Yeah, right. Much as you want to, but $5 is the max, right?
So, providing they give you your Social Security, your mother's maiden name, and a bank account.
You don't need to.
No.
Yeah, a guy from London apparently went to both of the presidential candidate websites and tried to give $5 saying he was from London and was able to give the one and not to the other. So anyway, moving on to the next step.
All right.
In Cleveland, 140 billboards in Ohio and in Wisconsin, actually, warning of criminal consequences of voter fraud are being taken down starting today after the sponsor chose to remove them rather than reveal their identity.
Identity of the sponsors?
Of the sponsor. Okay, sure. And I don't get this, so you have to help me understand this. But the billboards show a judge's gavel and says voter fraud is a felony. Up to 3.5 years for a $10,000 fine. These billboards were placed primarily in low-income minority neighborhoods in early October.
Yeah, it should have been placed everywhere.
So they're immediately criticized by voter groups
and
say that it's an attempt to intimidate minority voters.
Same as the voter ID law. That's what they say about that, too, when, in fact, it's completely un-American. It's a travesty. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal.
Well,
but yet people are going to be able to vote without showing any ID. You can walk in as Joe Momino. They don't know whether you're alive or you're dead, and they don't care. You don't have to show an ID. I can do that in Massachusetts. I can do it in California.
What is this saying? I mean, okay, in low-income areas, so obviously somebody's trying to say, okay, this is where a large majority of the voter fraud takes place. And that it doesn't take place in the affluent areas?
Speculatively speaking, I would say that's probably accurate. I don't have anything to back it up.
I mean, I live in a fairly affluent area of Long Island, and I know there are books that have, and you go by your address, that have your name and your signature. And when you go to vote, whether it be for a town election or a presidential election, you have to sign your name and show ID.
Unless,
I mean, in the case, I've been in the neighborhood for 25 years. I mean, everybody knows me.
Right.
You know, so there's a personal...
They hear you coming and they know it's you.
Right. They know it's me. And, you know, and I've voted in every election, so I've signed in hundreds of times.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was a national requirement. That
why
you
wouldn't
have
it
your
be?
Name in a book
it isn't.
It is
a
not.
Signature.
It is not.
No,
you don't have to show...
Not.
The
really?
Whole hoopla started in Pennsylvania.
So how do they know if you voted or not?
They don't!
Exactly.
That's
well, I signed
the
my name
point.
In the book.
How is it that anybody can claim legitimate victory over anything
if
you don't know it's really
in my area in Fairfax,
fair election.
Virginia, you have to show your ID.
Yeah, see, in
I'm
Los
happy
Angeles,
to show it.
You sign your name, but you do not show ID.
But
so
is your name in a book?
It's like a big log, and you say, and they say, what's your name? And I say, Jennifer Horn. And then they look it up, and they say, oh, Diana, because that's my mom's name, and I say, no, Jennifer. And they say, oh, Irene, that's my aunt's name, because we all live near each other. No, Jennifer. And so then there's a list of six Horns. I could easily vote for my mother and totally tick her off, by the way. Because I'd be voting against what you would vote for.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds like a good idea.
But yeah, they. I mean, they're nothing. I can vote for my aunt. I can vote for my cousin. No.
No. It's
just tell them your name.
It's unbelievably unreal. And the people who argue against it are so full of the stuff that comes out of my cows. Jim's in Cleveland on these billboards. What do you know, Jim?
Well, I mean, I just saw this story on the news the other day. There's a bunch of these billboards around here in Cleveland, and also there's some in Wisconsin, evidently, they said. But it's just... It was interesting. Actually, one of the Cleveland councilwomen actually went after these billboards and this anonymous parents group as well. And I haven't actually found any sources around here who have been running her name.
Running whose name?
The councilwoman.
The councilwoman or the person who paid for the ads?
It's her name. The councilwoman is Phyllis Cleveland, and she's a Cleveland City councilwoman. And she says, needless to say, I'm happy they will be taken down, but I want to know who was behind this in the first place. I don't understand. If somebody's against voter fraud, how is that a bad thing? Now, maybe putting them all in one neighborhood, and that's saying something.
Yeah, that's
sure,
the,
okay.
Right. That's the reason.
What's the problem with being against voter fraud? And if you can prove that it's happening in one specific neighborhood, stand up for yourself and say, listen, we have proof. So we're just trying to advertise that
I'm
going to
bet. This is not meant to say. Why am I apologizing? I'm not going to. I'm betting all these ads are in black neighborhoods, right?
Well, it says low-income neighborhoods. I mean,
black
neighborhoods. I mean, Cleveland's got a lot of black neighborhoods.
A lot of low-income neighborhoods.
So they're not in Shaker Heights, is what they're trying to say.
No. Right.
Yeah, or Pepper Pike, or, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, by the way.
Yeah, big-time money.
There is reason to believe these ghettos where a lot of blacks live in big cities around the country.
Well, the organizers of the voter fraud, they go there and buy. They need people.
Yeah, but the reason...
So they say, here's $100, $50, $20, whatever.
But the reason that I brought up what I did was because there's legitimate claim that blacks have had over a long time, since they were first brought here in the slave boats, they've had a tough time and they've been discriminated against, and they still are to a point. And I don't know that this fixes that. That's the reason I bring up, we know, anybody who's objective knows that the black population of this country has been outrageously discriminated against over the years, and still is. There's plenty of prejudice aimed at people because of the color of their skin. And a lot of people use that to get elected to office, to start businesses, to get certain things. You know, that's, if you can do it and get away with it, I guess more power to you. But the legitimacy of those who have been profiled and have been discriminated against, their claims are something we all ought to pay attention to. This kind of stuff in these neighborhoods, the only mistake they made is not putting those billboards everywhere.
And I would agree, yeah. I mean, if they had, they'd perhaps have a more defensible position.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Because, you know, in that case, it would have been a lot easier for a lot of people to, you know, kind of take their side than perhaps with, you know.
Well, the side is making, what they're saying makes sense, and it ought to be something that is discussed.
Well, absolutely. I mean, on one hand, it's just a kind of offensive to me in the first place that they, you know, got chased after and you know kind of bullied into taking these billboards, which they're, you know, freely and privately allowed to, you know, say and pay for themselves, just for not, you know, revealing the identity of this family foundation that was behind it or whatever, especially by you know,
it's some right wing group that's trying to make a point. And the point is not well made because it's put in the wrong place. If they had any brains at all, but they're so steeped in their own anger and their own prejudices that they want to do this, and they're not smart enough to say, okay, we can get away with this if we put them in the white neighborhoods as well as the black neighborhoods. They're too stupid, to figure that out.
Yeah.
All right, Jim, good call.
Spend the extra couple bucks.
Jeez, yeah.
Throw one down in Shaker Heights.
Yeah, Maroney's. As Americans, you probably feel a great sense of pride. We all do. Maybe not all of us, but most people respect the work that's been done by the men and women who serve our country. They stay in for, what's the shortest hit you can stay in for? 2 years? Sometimes stay up at 4, sometimes 6, sometimes make a career. We all know the sacrifices of those who especially have gone to the theater of war and received the Purple Heart. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides all veterans, the opportunity to sign up for special programs, claims, training, education, medical care, all of that stuff. Helping homeless veterans is another thing that they do. So our request to you from the Purple Heart Service Foundation is if you have a car around, you don't need a boat, maybe something that has some value, donate it, please, to the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It'll help provide funding for their many programs, some of which I've just outlined here. All donations are completely tax deductible, cash, car, boat, whatever. Call this number to take care of that help that I know you want to give. 877-743-1631. I'd like somebody to give as a birthday present for me, for example. My birthday's coming up in a couple of weeks. I'd like somebody to give some money to the Purple Heart Service Foundation in my name. You want to know what to give me for a birthday present?
That's a neat idea.
Yeah. Okay. All right, here you go. 877-743-1631 is the number to call with your donation to help this outfit out. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-463-9240. That's 1-800-463-9240. 1-800-463-9240.
Hi, it's Roger, and I just did my quarterly economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith. And what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that will change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late. After writing 4 important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Craig Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book. This new CD covers the root issues of the coming crisis and offers 3 critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must hear the future of money to believe it. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or go online at SwissAmerica.com. Again, write it down, 800-289-2646. Do it today.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougStephan.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
It's the third and last one before Election Day. If nothing else, it should be interesting. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The third and final presidential debate is set for tonight to be held at Lynn University in Boca Raton, Florida. Bob Schieffer of CBS will be the moderator. All of the questions to be asked by him, no town hall this time, and all of the questions will revolve around foreign policy. So, will this debate move the poll numbers as the first one did? Will this debate feature the fireworks the second one did? Let's refresh your memory. Debate number one, October 3rd in Denver. Strong performance from Mitt Romney. President Obama, lackluster to say the least. That first debate also showed how a moderator could be steamrolled, namely Jim Lehrer.
Yeah, I want to get through it, but all I want to do is
Jim is still trying to get a word in. Debate number two, last Tuesday, town hall format. Questions from the audience and from moderator Candy Crowley of CNN. Crowley was directly involved in one of the key moments in that debate.
Want to make sure we get that for the record, because it took the president 14 days before he called the attack in Benghazi an act of terror.
Get the transcript.
He did, in fact, sir. So let me call it an act of terror.
Can you say that a little louder?
That second debate was contentious from start to finish, and you just knew Saturday Night Live would pick up on that this past weekend, making fun of the combative tone between the president and Governor Romney, and also poking fun at the audience of questioners.
Tonight's debate is a town hall, and our audience is 82 undecided voters from the Long Island area, with questions selected based on the severity of their accents.
And could we have one of those questions, please?
All right, all right. How you doing? How you doing? Here we go. Gas prices are a little high, if you ask me, so how come you don't do nothing about that? All right, thank you. All right.
Listen, as a Long Islander, I'd like to say this. That was more of a Brooklyn accent than Long Island, but close enough. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11.
and 1012. Staples. That was easy.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
It's a new week on Wall Street with the markets trying to bounce back from Friday's losses. The Dow off 205 points on Friday to 13,344. S&P down 24. NASDAQ dropped 67. We have a couple of recalls in the news. Nissan recalling thousands of Altimas to fix a problem with bolts that could fall out of the steering mechanism, which would make it difficult, if not impossible, to steer the car. The recall affects nearly 14,000 2012 and 2013 Altimas. The cars were built between the middle of May and late July of this year. Business at the box office this past weekend. Paranormal Activity 4, scaring off the competition, bringing in $30.2 million, tops in theaters this past weekend. And finally, he's 22 years old, he lives in Massachusetts, and he is now quite wealthy. His name is Sandeep Singh, who goes by the nickname Sunny, and he has every reason to have a sunny disposition after claiming his share of a recent $61 million Mega Millions lottery jackpot. Sunny's share of the winnings works out to just over $16 million after taxes. Last week, he brought his mother, sister, and niece to the state lottery office in Boston to pick up the check, and he recounted the moment he realized he had won.
I dropped the ticket, my mom picked it up, she started reading it, and she had to read it a few times to, like, figure out, like, that we actually won. I was, oh, man, it's amazing.
And what does Sonny plan to do with this sudden windfall of cash?
Helping my mom with her mortgage, helping family, and donate some money to, like, the community.
Sounds nice. Oh, and there's one more thing that makes this winning the jackpot story even juicier. Just days before hitting the lottery, Sunny Singh was dumped by his girlfriend. That's right, he was dumped.
She broke up with me, but right now I'm not really worried about it. I was heartbroken at first, but now I'm getting over it.
$16 million can help you get over lots of things. I'm not so sure the ex-girlfriend will get over it, though. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougSteffen.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.